Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
He's a three-time WNBA championship coach, two-time NBA champion, of course, with the Detroit Pistons, the original Bad Boys, and now he's the head coach of the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces, Bill Laimbeer.
Bill, what's happening?
Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Yes,
that's us.
We are odd, Bill, like you. Come on.
We're like you and Isaiah, the Odd Couple.
Yes. Okay, there you go.
Well, Bill, we was it Saturday? The Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers had a little fracas that spilled into the stands. You know, back in your day, that would have just been maybe a common foul.
Exactly. It would have been anything.
Do you think that the NBA is a little too soft? I know they obviously want to stop the fighting and stuff with good reason, but do you think there should be more of a happy medium between the physicality of your day and the finesse of today, or do you think they've got it right where it is right now?
Oh, that's a tough call. You know, they've legislated over the years to try to open the court up because the players are bigger, faster, stronger, and the court remains the same. So freedom of movement is something that's very big to the NBA, and, you know, you got to let that go, I guess, a little bit. But, you know, fouls are still fouls. Fouls are not overly violent. You know, who cares? Just in today's world, everybody gets, you know, upset about the littlest things.
But you can't even look at a guy. Like, if you dunk and look at a guy, it's a T.
Well, they're trying to take taunting out of it also. But, you know, sometimes you got to let the players be the play. It's an emotional game. You got to let them do their thing sometimes. And that's what makes fun for the fans.
Bill, what about the ratings came out after the first few games or whatever? And actually, the first round has been good. There were a few upsets and whatnot. The Nets and the Clippers came back from 31 and stuff like that. But yet the ratings were down 26%. Was it is it all LeBron James not being in the playoffs? Is it like maybe people are tired of knowing that the Warriors are going to win? There's a chance to go to the finals 5 years in a row. What do you put your finger on that people tuned out so far in the NBA playoffs on television?
Lack of big-name stars probably is one of them. You know, you get LeBron, okay, he's not in the playoffs this year. But, you know, the rest of them, they're not. There's no household names anymore. There are no teams that have, like, you know, everybody's known by their first name or one moniker. So it's hard to, you know, attach yourself. Plus, you know, over the course of time, player movement back and forth from other teams takes away a sense of identity for some of the teams.
People are always comparing these Warriors who are going for their fourth title in 5 years, third straight, to the Showtime era Lakers or the Jordan Bulls. You guys obviously were in that era and won two straight, beat all those teams.
Could have won
almost
three.
Won three straight.
Right.
Yeah,
could have won
great
three.
Chance to win three straight. I know the game is so different nowadays, but can you even compare like your best teams to like what you guys would do or how you would play against the Warriors?
Well, every team, every player thinks their generation is better than the next one or the one after that. That reality says that's not true. Players are bigger, faster, stronger. Look at LeBron, he's 285 and 6'8" and runs like the wind and jumps out of the gym. So the game has changed. More three balls. More, you know, we were all more intricate plays and mid-range jump shots and posts. So, you know, it's changed. Has it changed for the better? That's what the fans in the long run are going to tell you.
It's the Odd Couple. We're joined by three-time WNBA championship coach, two-time NBA champion as a player, Bill Laimbeer.
So, Bill, tell me about this new gig with the Las Vegas Aces and the WNBA. Where's the league gone? I mean, you had a lot of success in Detroit with the Shock, winning championships, but has the WNBA grown, progressed, the game gotten different or better, or is it still around the same?
It's changed dramatically. When it first started out way back when, they were the old timers. But, you know, now as the game has matured into 23, 24 seasons now, the players are really good. You know, they grew up playing AAU basketball at 11 years old, thinking that they want to play professional basketball in the United States and WNBA. So, you know, they've honed their craft over the course of time. They're quality players. Our league last year really took a pretty good jump. Recognition-wise, all of our ratings were up across the board from TV and revenue and the whole package, because the quality of play and the competitiveness of play right now is second to none it's ever been.
Bill, am I wrong when I say, like, when I look at the WNBA and, like, the attendance issues or whatever, I'm always still – I blame women. Only because there are more women than men, and I don't know how many women are really going or taking their boyfriends or their husbands or their significant others. Do women support it enough, the WNBA, or am I missing the boat here?
Yeah, they support it very well. We're not going to be like the men. This is not going to happen. We're not going to sell out, you know, 18,000-seat arenas. Our arena size in Las Vegas right now, we chopped it down a little bit. We're at 8,500, which is a quality arena for our product.
Right.
And you know, it's a great environment, and it just it works. You get into big cavernous arenas, everybody's going away from that pretty much now. There's a couple left remaining, but everybody else is in, you know, right-sized arena, and it's a lot of fun. It gets the difference between the men and the women's game from a fan perspective. We're more fun and a lot less expensive. And so they enjoy it. You know, we're not for everybody, but at the same time, we're growing pretty substantially.
Bill, in the future, obviously you're all in on the Aces, but do you have any desire to coach in the NBA?
Well, I did way back when. Unfortunately, I didn't get my opportunity as a head coach. I coached an assistant for a couple of years, but I'm going to be 62 next month, and that's a lot of work in the NBA. It pays very well. I get to that point.
Right.
But I enjoy doing what I'm doing, and I don't think I can gear it up and crank it up for the grind of the men's league anymore, so that's past my time.
What's the difference in just coaching women versus men? Obviously, I mean, they're obviously both skilled in some of the same ways, but I think there's probably big differences too, maybe the athleticism, dunking, whatever. What's the difference in coaching the two, you think?
Besides the fact that I can't go in the locker room when I want to. The athleticism of the men, you know, they can make a mistake and come right back and make up for that mistake with their athleticism and make some great play. The women are much more fundamental. It's a 5-on-5 basketball game where the men are, you know, 2-on-2 or 1-on-1 a lot. We play 5-on-5 both offensively and defensively. So that's one of the big differences. And I guess the best difference between the NBA and the WNBA, the woman listens so much better than the guys do. They want to be coached. They want to learn. They want to grow. They want the sport to grow. And they care about the league, not about just the money.
Right. Hey, there was one other story I want to ask you about. Russell Westbrook was kind of being criticized for the way he deals with the media. There's some columnist in Oklahoma City.
You mean he trashes you guys?
Yes,
really?
I know,
believe
right?
That?
Well, that's why I wanted to ask. That's why I wanted to ask you.
You guys got your nose out of joint.
And even Steve Kerr said, you know, you gotta know how to deal with the media. And this is my point, Bill. As you, the way maybe you dealt with the media when you were a younger player compared to how you deal with it now. Have you got a better understanding of what we do?
No, right now as a representative of management, I have to tolerate you guys.
Come on, Bill.
I didn't care about myself. I wasn't about self promotion, stuff like that. So the hardest part about some of the media back then, I assume it's the same thing. You guys never change your stripes. You ask some of the dumbest questions.
Right, but you never know what answer you're going to get.
Well, yeah, you
sometimes those get good answers.
And, you know, and you try to say, you try to paint the narrative and get the player to respond to your narrative instead of asking them a question, an intelligent question. Hopefully the player's intelligent to answer it.
Bill used to say this. That wasn't a question. Like when people would make a statement to him, right. Am I right, Bill?
That's exactly. I would say, what's the question?
Right.
The reporter. reporters there. It didn't no thing.
No, and I think that that's fair. If a player says that to you because you haven't asked a question,
you got to ask a question.
I think you have to ask a question, right. Not make a statement and look for him to endorse it or not. Because that's what a lot
and
of guys do.
You guys know that happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No doubt. Bill,
I'm going to throw this out. You're one of the few people that can say you beat Michael Jordan. I mean, you guys had your way with him for a few years.
No doubt.
How many times? Over and over?
Over and over.
For a while.
And obviously you have great respect for him and know he's a great player. But he is viewed now as the undisputed GOAT.
Like
undisputed greatest player of all time.
By who? Come on.
Well, by the most of the media. Like,
who do you got?
That's what I want to ask you. When you hear that, what is your thought?
That's your own personal opinion?
That's mine, but we're joined by a lot of people.
All right, who do you got, Bill?
So who do you have, and what do you think of, you know, of Jordan kind of being that guy, that consensus almost right now?
No, I'll take LeBron James every day of the week.
Wow.
Really? Now, why?
Because he came into the league involving his teammates from the start at 18 years old. He understood how to play team basketball, both offensively and defensively, from day one. Jordan had to learn that. That's why they were called Michael Jordan and the Jordanaires. He never got his teammates involved like LeBron did at an early age. Now, you know, if you go by number of championships, okay, Michael Jordan's got more championships. But no one has single-handedly done what LeBron's done. I mean, he's had some bad teams and got him to finals. So I think his – and plus he's 6'8", 285, runs like the wind and jumps out of the gym. I mean, what? If he was in our generation, he would have been by far the greatest thing you ever saw in the whole world.
Wow.
He's that big and strong and that good and that smart. That's one of the things. He's smart when he came in at 18 and knew what to do.
Some things never change. Those Pistons will never give Michael Jordan
right.
His
you
due.
Still
that's
got the
not
Jordan
the point,
rules.
Guys. Now look, going to jump
Jordan
off
rules
cliff.
Do not call Jordan
that's
the
all right.
GOAT.
It's all good, Bill. We appreciate it. And good luck on your new gig, right?
We will be watching the new coach of the Las Vegas Aces, and we're going to check you guys out, Bill. Good luck.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, you're tuned into the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, and we have got some breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Yeah, it's an interesting story after what had been an interesting time with Luke Walton with the Lakers, then him being released and hired by Sacramento. Now he's being sued for sexually assaulting a woman who claims he forced himself on her in his hotel room. In legal documents obtained by TMZ, Kelly Tennant claims that in May 2017, she went to his hotel in Santa Monica to discuss a book she was writing. She says the two had a business relationship going back several years, and Walton invited her back up to the room and then, well, forcibly, let's just say he was aggressive with her before eventually relenting and letting her up from the bed.
All right, Ralph. Wow.
Thank you, Ralph. Wow.
That is breaking news.
Yes.
Thank you.
Man, this is... This is huge news if it's true.
Yeah,
he's being accused of it. So
it's always a tough,
big news.
Yeah, it's always one of those tough things because you get into a situation. Obviously, there are paperwork on it, so she filed a claim with the police, and now she's suing him and whatnot. This will be interesting to see how it plays out. He just got hired up in Sacramento. I'm sure they're not too crazy about the news.
You
got a new coach, right?
You think?
I mean, and again, a man is innocent. He's innocent until proven guilty.
We don't know if it's true.
So nobody's saying that he's guilty. We don't know. We weren't there. We can't get into all that. But this is all public record. So that's why you can discuss it. It's public record.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, considering all that has gone on with the Lakers, considering all that's gone on with Luke. I mean, all year long, his job, you know, is rumored to be, you know, up. Like, he's going to get fired. Ultimately, he does part with the organization, accepts another job. He's a hot young coach. I mean, that you saw that by how quickly he got another job. And, man, this is just shocking. Shocking and
nothing surprises me anymore. I'm one of these old guys. We've been around for a long time, Chris, And
I'm glad you finally admitted it.
You know that?
You're one of these
No,
old
I don't.
Guys.
I shouldn't get a senior discount. How dare that chick give me a senior discount?
Don't act like it's your first.
All right. But on this story.
You get them at least once a week.
But I'm saying here, we've seen these stories like just keep coming. No matter what has happened, guys getting in a situation before, domestic violence, people lost their jobs, whatever, and they just doesn't stop. It doesn't, like it never happened, Chris. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and she's claiming, May 2017. So that obviously, if that's a recent time. That's 2 years, almost 2 years ago.
See?
He was coaching the Lakers at that time.
Well, they were out of the playoffs, so they weren't.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, he was the Lakers coach. Wow, you just it's just something you gotta. What you in a situation like this? At least my take is, Rob, you just hope that justice is served.
Yeah, that's all.
You hope the truth comes out.
And a lot of times, the problem with these situations are very tough. Because it's he said, she said, yep, right? And totally. You don't have a third. There's never, Chris.
This sounds like it's a total he said,
right.
She
there's
said.
There's no third person in the room right. to be there. That's
going to be tough.
That's why you need like a witness. But most things don't happen in front of witnesses. They don't.
Right.
So it's one of those tough spots. That's right. All. And that's how you have to deal with it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
The Los Angeles Lakers, of course, out of the playoffs, still continue to make news. And a lot of it is because of their dysfunctional ways. I'm sorry, Rob G., big-time Laker fan that you are. So, one of your favorites and mine, Magic Johnson, is caught on TMZ this weekend, I guess.
Yep.
Talking about how he's basically still involved with the Lakers.
How? He quit.
Let's hear it.
Everybody know I love the Lakers. And so I'm going to always help them right, like right now. I'm going to still help them.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I love my team. I love my franchise. And I love the city. So you have to do things sometime on your own terms, no matter what other people think, see?
Yes, sir.
And I'm that guy.
Yes, sir.
But I'm still helping him. It's almost like I've never left. I'm still talking to him every day.
Yes, sir. You missed L.A. You've been Mr. L.A. my whole life, man.
Well, I'm going to help him get the Lakers back right. You can believe that.
All right. Let me first say this, Rob. Let me, before you go off, because
right,
I know you're going to go off.
I just can't. I'm beside myself.
All right, let me just say this. None of us. I think I can speak for you. None of us expected. I mean, Magic is Mr. Laker, right?
No doubt. We didn't expect him to disappear, right.
And the Lakers helped make him, obviously, who he is. So we didn't expect him to all of a sudden cut ties with the Lakers, not like the
Lakers.
He has
a statue in front of the place.
Right. He is the greatest Laker, with all due respect to Kobe. It's Magic. So we get that. But this is going too far.
It just is from the standpoint of, Magic, if you're taking calls every day and you're still talking to them and you say you want to help them, why'd you quit? Why'd you walk away
in the manner in which you did it?
Right,
too.
You made yourself the story. It was a total distraction to the end of the season. To compound what will hurt the franchise from this standpoint, Chris, that they look at the front offices in disarray.
No question.
Magic walked away.
Didn't even tell the owner.
Right. Just said, I'm out of here.
Like a brother, too.
So all of a sudden, Magic's going to call me and tell me that I should go to the front office to join that front office and that team when he walked away himself? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That's why. It's a bad look for Magic. It's a bad look for the other franchise. It's bad, Chris.
No, how are you? Here's the thing. Magic's going to be recruiting. Like you said, who's listening to Magic recruit them when he walked away the way he did? Now, if you want to use Magic, I don't even know if I should say to close. But, you know, you recruit the free agent. Maybe he talks to LeBron. Maybe the front office talks to him. Whoever your head coach is going to be talks to him. You've got it all but signed, sealed, and delivered. Then, hey, would you like to talk to Magic? We got Magic call you.
And Magic talked to the guy about what it's like to be a Laker, what it's like in L.A., how you can help run the city, and so on and so forth. Bringing him in as a closer, kind of like Jerry West did with Kevin Durant when he went to Golden State, I can get that. But Magic should not be involved in the recruiting process.
No, and then if one of the free agents asks him about Rob Pelinka, he's going to go, well, you know, that guy has some reputation, and he's a backstabber, and he's, oh, yeah, but you should come to the Lakers anyway. I mean, what? How does that work, Chris? Nobody saw Magic's 45-minute press conference when he left?
Right. And,
seriously.
To your point, Rob, it just makes the Lakers look that much more dysfunctional.
Yes. It makes no sense.
And this is on the heels of a report in the LA Times, I believe it was Friday, talking about how, according to the report, and I have heard it myself as well, talking to different people close to the Lakers, they're not going to replace Magic.
That's crazy.
Rob Pelinka is going to run the front office, and the scuttlebutt, we'll see if it happens, but if they're not bringing in somebody above Rob or even next to Rob, the scuttlebutt is that it is going to be Kurt Rambis.
Here we go. Mom and Pop Central, Chris. What do we keep talking about? Everybody's connected. Everybody's interwoven. Everybody's a part of the Lakers. You better bring some new people in. Everybody doesn't have to be with the Lakers. Everybody doesn't have to have a history with the Lakers. Stop it. You got to sometimes go and get other people to change things, Chris. To do things differently. That's good business. It can't be incestual. Is that the right word?
We get what you mean.
No, you know what I mean. I know.
They are blowing this. They should have, once Magic walked away, and as much as we love Magic, we all knew, look, Magic's an owner, not a president.
Right.
Right? He's the face of the franchise. You know, you're not bringing him in to do the day-to-day work of a president. So it was a blessing in disguise that he walked away the way he did. You should have, from that moment forward, been looking at a front office that could really bring the Lakers back into the 21st century. One that had the infrastructure of the teams today. And heck, the team across the hall, the LA Clippers. You should have went for Jerry West. You should be talking to Masai Ujiri in Toronto. Maybe Sam Presti in Oklahoma City. I mean, at least try for R.C. Buford in San Antonio.
No, try. You're the Lakers. You're the Lakers. You're supposed to be able to try for anybody. What?
Michael Winger, who was going to get interviewed by Minnesota, but he turned it down. He's the assistant GM with the Clippers. You could have went to him. Somebody. I mean, but you could have built it differently and still hire Ty Lue, a coach that relates to LeBron, but get a front office that works independently. But no, it's still Mom and Pop Central, to use your term.
It is. It really is.
And it's going to look bad. What did we hear when LaMarcus Aldridge met with the Lakers?
They had no plan. Their thing was, this is L.A., Hollywood, just come on out. Look at all these banners and championships we have. And what about the future, moving forward? They had no plan. They offered him sunshine instead of a basketball plan. That ain't going to cut it for a lot of guys who are trying to win.
No, it's looking bad. It is looking bad for the L.A. Lakers. And again, as much as we love Magic and as much as we believe he should be
connected. Well, he's all right. I don't know about love.
Connected to the Lakers. He should not be, I mean, talking to him every day. Why'd you step away? I don't get it.
I don't either.
He should not be consulting the Lakers on basketball stuff. The Knicks do the same thing. I know they're not Magic Johnson, but Larry Johnson, Latrell Sprewell now. You know, they bring the players out and they,
parade,
you know, they're
them.
Connected, yeah, to the team, John Starks and all that. But they're not talking to Larry Johnson about personnel moves.
Absolutely. What college games are he going to and scouting? You know what I mean? They're just there as ambassadors,
right?
Former players who people recognize and like and admire, and I get all that. Latrobe Sprewell helped them get to the championship in 99.
Yep.
People will never forget that.
I'm looking at Reggie Miller calling the Bucks and the Pistons game four. You think the Pacers are running personnel moves by Reggie Miller?
No.
He's the best Pacer ever. No. And I'm going to be honest. Same thing for Kobe.
I'll tell you on Kobe. No way, no how.
No.
It would be a mistake.
Now, look. Here's my point. If Kobe, I do think Kobe has the goods. If he wanted to commit to it to be a good president.
Can I tell you this?
He's very intelligent. Has a great work ethic. He's a grinder. He understands the new technology, and I mean, he's into all that.
Oh, but
I think he would be a great president if he wanted to do it. But you're not gonna sit. You're not gonna have it both ways. None of the responsibility, none of the commitment, none of the blood on your hands for the bad moves, and you sit behind and you have puppet strings and tell us what to do. No, we love you. You'll be connected to us. You'll be our other Mr. Laker. But you're not going to consult. You're not going to tell us how to run our basketball team.
Here's why I say no to Kobe. From this standpoint, the Lakers shouldn't be a place that you're breaking in and getting people. This is one of the biggest organizations in sports.
The glamour franchise.
With an unbelievable history, right? And their story. This is not where you break in and learn how to be a general. I'm sorry, right. Even if it's Kobe Bryant. If Kobe wants to go to Orlando or whatever and get started there and get some experience and they bring him back, Chris, or is a backseat to a general manager, he shows him the ropes for a couple of years, and then Kobe takes over, maybe I'm there. This franchise can't afford to break in an unproven talent as a GM. They have the worst record in the NBA to 6 years, tied with the Knicks. Haven't made the playoffs since Moby Dick was a guppy. No. No way, no how. All right, maybe he
was. Jeannie Buss, if she's listening.
Jeannie what? B-U-S-T.
Swallow your pride and call Jerry West. Call Jerry West. Call him. Swallow the pride. I know LeBron would love to have him. In fact, LeBron, call Jerry West too. Call Jeannie.
Chris.
Say you want Jerry. They need to bring in Mr. West.
Jerry West is 80 years old. Stop it with the old men. Stop. He's a consultant for a reason. He's 80.
Bring him in then as a consultant.
Okay, I'm good
with
that.
Either a consultant or a president. I could make him president.
Day to day,
he's going to
work day to day, an 80-year-old? Stop it.
He's active.
No, I'm fine with that. I'm just saying.
Heck, we got Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are running for president. They're 77 and 76, I believe. If you can run the nation... You can run the freaking Lakers. Think running the Lakers is more taxing than running America?
Yes. Number two, wake me when those guys are named president, all right? Wake me.
How old is Trump? He's up there.
He's 70.
70? 70?
Yeah, 70's not 80, though. Come on. Chris, you're 50. Trump's only 20 years older than you.
50 is different than 70.
No, it ain't.
I mean... They need to do – this is getting bad.
I just went to the store
to get – They're blowing it. They should have had – by the end of this month, they should have their front office – well, not by the end of this month, but by the end of May, have your front office and your coach in place. And then you can regret – it'd be great if you do it by the end of this month. And then you can go out.
So what's the story we heard?
Get some free agents.
Didn't we hear that Tyronn Lue's having some issues with the front office? Right. I mean, we were at the game yesterday.
Scuttlebutt. Yeah.
I mean, the scuttlebutt. It's
that
not
he's
a report.
Just questioning it.
Right. Am
like,
I right?
Who's running things?
What is
what's
this going on? Right. That's what we heard yesterday.
Do I want to step into that? I mean, it's just they're blowing it. They're blowing it. Like one of my favorite moments in sports. When Angelo Dundee told Sugar Ray Leonard when he was losing to Tommy Hearns in their first fight, you're blowing it, kid. You're blowing it.
You're blowing it.
And Sugar Ray went out there and knocked Hearns out.
All right, is it time for the Lakers to cut all ties with Magic Johnson? Rob G, we're not saying cut all ties.
Yes, temporarily. Magic should be.
No, you just have him be Magic, should, be the ambassador. No, and all he should that. Be. He no. shouldn't be running the basketball operations no, we from
need,
afar.
No, we need him to step back for a while because he quit on the team. It's a bad look. And tell Magic to go to Dodger Stadium and hang out there.
He's the owner there.
I know. Tell him to hang out there. He does better there, even though they haven't won a World Series in 31 years either.